with your hands and give them praise. And you are the other. I see the power of God breaking out everywhere. I see the eruption of His presence everywhere. You will not live here the same. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. I know already there are diverse encounters and diverse feelings already. Power of God reacting everywhere. And we'll take the testimonies after the word. Welcome again. Intensifying prayer force 3B. What I did in the first service was to preach the first half of the message. I'm preaching the second half of the message. The same, different scriptures and different points. The same subject, but the second half of it. James chapter 5 again, verse 16. The Bible said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Our objective remains to understand the factors that can intensify the force of prayer. Last month we dealt with the subject of prayer, and this is more like a carryover or an overflow into the month of August. We looked at specific steps that can make us see answers to prayer. But we said when you experience delay in the prayer being answered, we can intensify prayer force by further action. Number one, we talked about praying with vision. That when we pray with vision, not just praying, but seeing the things you are praying about while you're praying, it expedites answers. Number two, we talked about praying with fasting. You have prayed, and it looks like the answer is not coming, but now you increase it and intensify it with the fast. Third, we talk about praying in agreement. Where you have a brother or a sister or someone agree with you in prayer on the subject of your prayer. Number four, we talked about praying in the Spirit. Praying in the language of the Holy Ghost. It gives us the capacity to intensify the force of our prayer. Number five is praying with vows and sacrifices. Praying with vows and sacrifices. We say when we pray with vows, when we pray with sacrifices, Lord, if you do this for me, I'm going to do this. It intensifies the force of our prayer. And then number six is praying with praise. You have prayed, you expect answers. But every time you remember the subject of your prayer, you go back to God in praise. Number seven is praying for others in intercession. Praying for others in intercession. In Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9, he said, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. I'll let you know how that applies to this shortly. Praying for others in intercession is a major factor in intensifying the effect of prayer. You have prayed for yourself. You have not yet seen the result. Now you are praying for others. In the first service, we looked at the example of Job. How God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. We also looked at the example of Joseph. how Joseph ignored his own frustration and began to attend to the frustration of others. In this service, we shall look at two more examples. Abraham decided to raise other people's children when he had no child of his own. Genesis chapter 14, verse 14. That is the same as praying for somebody when you have a need of your own. Abraham decided to raise other people's children when he had no child of his own. At the end of the day, it was not possible for Abraham to remain barren. Example number two, David decided to gather to himself distressed, indebted, and, all right, let me just summarize. He decided to gather to himself frustrated people when he himself was in frustration. David, he decided to take care of frustrated people, indebted people, distressed people. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to 2. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And they were with him about 400 men. David was looking after challenged people when he had a challenge of his own. And the Lord ensured that David did not remain with challenges. It is the same principle. Having problem of your own and praying for others. How does intercession work? I mentioned two of the working in the first service. That it works by the power of love and it works by the power of sacrifice. In this service, I'll mention two more. And that is, intercession works by the seed principle. The seed principle. That whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. The seed principle. That of Galatians chapter 6. You read from verse 8, 9. Secondly, intercession works by the faith principle. It's a principle of faith. You believe God enough to answer another person. You believe that God can answer prayer, so you are praying for another person. That was the kind of faith Joseph exhibited in the prison. In Genesis chapter 40, and from verse 6 all the way to verse 9, he knew that God could interpret dreams. So he was interpreting the dreams of others. When you leave your matter and face the matter of another person, it's a realm of faith. And when God sees faith, he moves. When you leave your issue and you face the issue of another person, it's a seed principle. And what a man sows, he shall reap. I prophesy to someone here today, your seed shall never be in vain in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say amen like a believer. Your seed shall never be in vain in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout a believer, say amen. that was praying with intercession for others. Number four, or number seven, number eight now, is praying with kingdom service. Praying with kingdom service. Psalm 35 verse 37, he said, let them shout for joy and be glad. Verse 27. That favor my righteous cause. 35:27. Yeah. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Praying with kingdom service. In the first service, we saw how Zechariah was serving God in the temple, and God answered his prayer at the place of service. We also saw the example of Daniel, or rather the example of David, how David expected God to hear him because he was his servant. Now look, in this service we shall look at Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9 verse 17. Daniel was praying, and Daniel spoke to God. He said, now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. Hear the prayer of thy servant. To be his servant is to be qualified to be head. Nebuchadnezzar, testifying about Daniel, is our second example. When Daniel was kept in the lion's den, in Daniel chapter 6 verse 20, Daniel chapter 6 verse 20 and 21, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Look at your neighbor, say, serve the Lord, and your prayers get answered effortlessly. Say to another person, say, serve the Lord with your heart, and your prayers get answered effortlessly. What is the impact of service on prayer? I mentioned two things earlier on. I said God is committed to the welfare of his servants, of those who serve him, and that God promised the blessing. Now, there are two more things I want you to know. And that is, first, for this service, or third, service is a covenant that provokes the attention of God in the direction of his servant. Service is a covenant. There is a service covenant. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. If God is not begging you to serve him, you cannot beg him to bless you. It is a covenant. Covenant means when you do what you are meant to do, God does what he is meant to do. If God does not beg you to serve him, you will not beg him to bless you. If God does not beg you to serve him, You will not beg him to heal you. Service is a covenant, and God's attention is drawn in the direction of those who serve him. God's attention. I speak by prophecy to someone here. The service, your service of God shall never be in vain in the name of Jesus. In the season you are in, God is about to answer you by fire. And secondly, or fourthly, God honors those who serve him. God honors those who wait on him. In Proverbs 27, verse 18, the Bible said, "Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored." He that waiteth on his master shall be honored. God honors those who wait on him, who serve him. He honors your voice. He honors their request. He honors their voice. As a matter of fact, there is a level of service you are into with God that you don't ask him for things. The things happen for you. David said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me." There are those looking for goodness. There are those goodness look for them. I don't want anybody to be angry. I have not prayed for a car in my life. Not a car type. Lord, I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about ruggedly serving God when I was not yet a pastor. I've not prayed for a house in my life. It comes without asking. We lived in a rented house for 13 years in ministry. We didn't remember that we didn't have a house. Meanwhile, church buildings were everywhere. Church-owned buildings and properties everywhere. We didn't own a house. We didn't remember to own a house. We were buried in the service. And in that burial, inside the service, there was the resurrection of results. There are testimonies we cannot share. Otherwise, some people will run mad, practically. Otherwise, some people will run practically insane. Especially unbeliever people. But they don't see your sacrifice. They don't see the days of fasting without food. For weeks at a time. There are some testimonies even of the fasting we have not mentioned. That we cannot even mention. Waiting on the Lord. Short fast, 1 to 3 days. Middle range fast, 7 to 10 days, to 14 days. Long range fast, 21 to 40 days. Won't go into the detail so that nobody is afraid. And so that nobody goes and put themselves under pressure. Am I communicating at all? I see somebody here today. Jehovah God will change your story. I see somebody here today. The Almighty God will change your story. What the people, other people are looking for, in a short while from now, those things shall begin to look for you. That is service. God honors. He honors them. You just move honor everywhere. He honors your request. Because you say, finally, praying with soul winning. This scripture is so relevant that I'll read it again. John chapter 15, verse 16. He said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it unto you." You didn't choose me. I chose you. And the aim is go and bring forth fruit. Let your fruit remain. So that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it for you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Many years ago, somebody that was very close to me and to us was sick. Had a life-threatening situation. Oxygen in the nose. Heart almost gone. I prayed and I added two of the things I'm mentioning now to the prayer. I added a vow and sacrifice. And then I added soul winning. The vow is, "Lord, I drop a seed in 6 zeros, 7 figure. I'm not paying for it, but I'm sacrificing this. And I'm trusting you for this in it." Number two, "I'm going to go for a crusade to the community of this person and win plenty soul into the kingdom as my commitment to this particular healing." What I'm preaching to you is not theory. It's practice. Those two things jammed with the prayer. Bam. Healing was released. Bodily situation was corrected. Professor of medicine couldn't believe what happened to the body under 72 hours. Am I communicating? Go and bring forth fruit so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it for you. There are people who say, "I have done everything. I don't know what else to do." Maybe it is soul winning. That is the next thing to do. See how jammed this place is? Let it be jammed. Two services, three services, four services every Sunday. There are enough sinners in the city. Enough sinners in the nation. And the nations of the world. To jam here 5 times per Sunday. Am I communicating? And make it your covenant duty and obligation. On assignment. On assignment. On assignment. I've seen people. A woman was distributing handbill. And somebody told her, "If God is so wonderful in your church, why are you not pregnant yet?" That woman was here at the night vigil. And she told me, and I told her, "It is not you they are talking to. It is God they are talking to. Let God reply them. And let God answer you." Bam! That was her answer. The yoke was broken. Fruitfulness came. And she continued her assignment. I announce to someone here today, as we all go on assignment for Jehovah, I decree in the name of Jesus, 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 every spell upon your life is hereby broken and answers are released. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. If you look at the Old Testament, I'll give you two examples of those soul winning, or the parable of soul winning. I mentioned two already, and I'm going to mention another two. This is example number three, which is example number one for this service, is Saul, king of Egypt. Sorry, Saul, king of Israel. His father's donkeys were missing. And he went to look for the missing donkeys of his father. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1 to 3. By going after the missing donkeys of his father, he encountered the anointing of God for his life and stepped into his inheritance. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say unto you, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father has left the care of the asses and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? The asses, what you are looking for are found, but beyond that, take what even you are not looking for. Take the anointing. Go ahead and fulfill your destiny." Somebody here today, your destiny is literally at the place of soul winning. Am I speaking to somebody here? There are many sheep of God, flock of God. Jesus said there are many sheep that should be in this fold. He said they are not yet here. I am going to seek for them. There are many who should be in the church this morning who are in the football field, soccer field here now. One of these days, you know what we're going to do? After while we are doing first service, some people will be out on evangelism. To go to the football fields, to go to the joints, all the hangout places, all the people doing exercise on Sunday morning, who will not go to church, carry buses, harvest them. Let them come the way they are, no challenge. Next Sunday they will dress well. Am I communicating at all? Let's go for them. Let's go to the old parade ground era. Let's go for them. They are meant to be in church, but they are hanging out everywhere else. They are meant to be serving God, but they are found on the road. And Saul went to look for his father's missing donkey. In the process of looking for the donkeys that were missing, he collided with his destiny. He stepped into even what he never knew he could enter into. I'd like you to take this as a prophetic word. You know what takes me out for evangelism most time? Is that there is somebody who may be at the border of suicide. There is somebody whose my encounter with may alter the course of his life forever. There is somebody who is doubting whether God exists, whether God loves them. Let me step out and let God link me with such a person. There are some here this morning that I went out for yesterday. I met some soldiers among them. They ran from wherever they were, all went down on their knees. One testified in the first service. I said, stand up. They said, no. He said, if you don't stand up, I'll join you. All of them were on their knees. They showed us the clips of some. Very soon you see them running out. Hallelujah. Of the very serious thing we are dealing with now, this one wants to take selfie. Altar call is all right. You can record the preaching and record the altar call. Amen. You can post it there right now. That's my passion. There may be somebody there who may be in need, who may be stranded, a lost sheep. There may be somebody who grew up in church, who is now in the nightclub. There may be somebody whose father was a pastor, who doesn't know God anymore, that you can run into. That was the kind of lost sheep that Saul was looking after. And as he was looking for the sheep that was lost, on the spot, he collided with an anointing that he never knew he could have. Go with that mentality. That you could, you could be the junction between heaven and hell. A man, elderly man, about 70 something years old, was on the bed. He sent for me. His son was my classmate in university. He said, please call him, call him, call him, call him. I was still a medical student. And I went to the man on the hospital bed. He did. When he saw me, he said, I want you to pray for me. I prayed with him, led him to Christ, and laid hands on him. He did. Again. The next time I asked of him, he has gone. He had taken off. He wanted to be sure of his assurance of salvation before he left the world. He departed and went into eternity. There may be somebody like that. Somebody like that. Somebody like that. Am I communicating? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is? Now Saul went after his father's lost sheep and he encountered the anointing. The second example or the second thing we know is in the New Testament when Jesus spoke to his disciples. In John chapter 5, John chapter 4 verse 38, John 4 38, he said, I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and you are entered into their labors. And he said, he that reapeth, receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life everlasting. He that reapeth. He that reapeth. Somebody say amen. What is the impact of soul winning on your prayer life? Number one, I already mentioned two in the first service, that God promised answered prayer for the soul winner and soul establisher, and then also that if we seek the interest of God, if the interest of God becomes our interest, your interest becomes the interest of God. Now, take these 2 points further. What others pursue effortlessly pursues people who make God's kingdom their priority. Say that again. What others pursue effortlessly pursues people who make God's kingdom their priority. What others pursue effortlessly pursues people who make God's kingdom their priority. If God's kingdom is your priority, you don't need to pursue what others pursue. What other people pursue effortlessly pursues you. If you make God's kingdom your priority, that is in agreement with Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And finally, soul winning compels the power and the presence of God in the life of the saint. It compels the power and the presence of God. Soul winning compels the power, compels the presence of God into the life of the soul winner. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And they went everywhere, and the Lord went with them, walking with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. Soul winning compels the power of God and compels the presence of God. And anywhere the presence of God is, miracles, signs, wonders are effortless. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father. Say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace. I receive the grace to be a soul winner. I receive the grace for kingdom service. In the name of Jesus, the grace for soul winning, the grace for kingdom service, I receive it now. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, help me to love you. Help me to live for you. Help me, Lord, to stand in the gap for others. Now stand up on your feet 1 minute. Take your seat. We have the blessing that is about to be released, but before then, stand on your feet with a shout of victory. Lift your hands and lift your voice and appreciate the Lord for what you have received. Please, ushers, ensure there's zero movement at this time. Rekes perote sota frito koko shakala disto. Leko barata sete frito koko shakala kagara. Mana galura te se frete kosa ke la karata kaka shakara. In the name of Jesus, I want you to take somebody's, okay, hold the hand of somebody near you. Just you and somebody. Two. At the most three, if it is irregular. You are going to tell the Lord, I don't know the greatest need of this person whose hand I am holding, but Lord, you know. Now I stand in the gap in agreement with this person. Lord, answer his prayer. Answer her prayer. Open your mouth and pray for the person right now. Pray. Pray. In Jesus' precious name. Now pray for somebody who you know. You can lose your hand now. Someone you know who is having the same issue you are trusting God for. If you are a single lady, pray for a single sister trusting God to be married. You are trusting for the fruit of the womb. Whatever be your profession, pray for someone else and ask God to intervene in their life and give them a shift and a testimony. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name, so shall it be. It is done. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Someone with a name that starts with a D, like a donator's D. Wait until it is completed. is already running forward. Now, that person I'm mentioning has a challenge in the genitourinary area, genital and urinary area. Whether it's a scrotal problem or urinary flow problem or urinary tract infection, name starts with a D, a man. If you have that one, you can step forward here and God will heal you. And I believe that the healing is already done. Name that starts with a D. He's already running out. Ask him if that is his case. And if there is any other person like that with a name that starts with a D, take your seat. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. We give you the adoration in the name of Jesus Christ. And I see God has healed someone who came in here with knee affliction. Arthritis involving the knee. God has healed you. Check your knee right now. And if you cannot feel the affliction on the knee, you rush to the front here. Knee affliction and diverse joints are getting healed. Diverse joints are getting healed. Knees are getting healed. Backs are getting healed. Shoulders are getting healed. Ankles are getting healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every knee affliction, over every ankle condition, over every knee condition. Lose your grip. Ankylosing spondylitis. I rebuke you. Lose your grip on the back of that person. In the name of Jesus. And I declare healing right now. You got your healing. Stop. Rush forward quickly.
Come and see the Lord is good.
That is too slow.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Let him come forward.
There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody. Come. Oh. Somebody's actually walking without a walking frame. It's a miracle happening there already. There is nothing. Give the Lord a praise. Praise. Everybody, body. Excited with your enthusiasm. For how long have you?
2020.
Wow.
Go for operation for 2.5 million on these 2 legs. I said, now I'll come for glory dome. God will heal me.
I'll go to the glory dome. This is your first time. Help the mother. Help the wife.
Walking like this.
This is your first time walking like this.
With a walker. I need to come with the worker here. So, but God help me.
And this is your first time walking by yourself like this. Walk on again. Even though the walk look laborious, but this is his first time. This is his first time. Father, let it be perfected. Somebody stand behind him. Let it be perfected. Fire! Oh, the Holy Ghost, let it be perfected. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Almighty, mighty God.
With a name that starts with a D. Alright, you are found. Alright.
Sir, this is our little brother, Diego. His name starts with D, Diego precisely, and this is the mother. The mother told me that Diego has a challenge with his scrotal balls, 2 of them. In fact, they said they've been up abnormally for a while now, and last year, one had to be removed. remaining one now. Wow. And that has been a challenge before they came. It was up, go for surgery on Wednesday for the second one.
Yes, sir.
It was up, you said? It was in abdominal?
Yes, it's up here. The right has been corrected, remaining the left.
All right, on center testicle. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this miracle. I ask that you will do the surgery yourself. In the name of Jesus.
So another letter D here. Danjuma with a urogenital infection.
Come over here. In the name of Jesus, I lay hands upon you. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Be free in the name of Jesus.
Sir, somebody else whose name starts with D, David, has scrotal pain for 3 years and the pain has disappeared.
Just now, give the Lord a praise. Lift your hands and say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Be free in the name of Jesus.
So we have D here, four of them. Daniel, David. Urinary infection spanning over 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, and some months.
All clear that. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray for them, I pray for everyone here today that has a challenge with your urinary area and your genital area. Fire of the Holy Ghost, be free in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Give the Lord a praise. What's happening here?
Beloved brother, right here, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, beloved brother, right here, stood over there when you mentioned the case of someone who had a pain on the knees. So that was his case. It landed on him in year 2000. That's for 23 years now. And he said that the same affliction, the father is passing through it right now in the village. Same knee pain, but at the instance of that word now.
Look at my chair there. At the instance.
Yes, sir, of that word, that pain that lasted for 23 years just got blasted off his body and is now healed.
What killed your father will not kill you. I take authority, come over. Lift your hands and say, me, say, every ancestral curse over my life, you are broken. Now, break.
Our sister here practically struggled to come into this glory dome this morning as a result of waist pain and also pain on both knees and also on the shoulder. It lasted for 1 year, sir. But right now, as soon as we made the decree, the Lord uprooted them off her body and she's now healed.
Fire on the Holy Ghost.
A brother here came with hernia that was so big. It lasted for 2 years. The growth was there, but as you made that decree, sir, the hernia deflated on the spot. The growth has dematerialized.
Hernia gone.
All gone, sir.
Knee condition for over 10 years, blasted out by the power of God.
Yes. 11 growths. Hernia, breast lump. Breast lump involving someone with a name that starts with M. But 11 of such growths. Breast lump. Hernia. Umbilical hernia. Fibroid, 11 of them right here have disappeared, and thousands of them all around the airwaves. Check yourself right now. You cannot feel that umbilical hernia. The growth in the scrotum is gone. The thyroid is deflated, and the breast lump has disappeared. Quickly run and meet me right on the top of the altar here. Everyone with a growth in your body, 11 people have growth that have disappeared just now. Quickly, celebrate the King as he comes. check them for me? Young boy between the age of 7, under 12, from 7, with an ear that is not hearing, like the right ear. If that young boy is here, can the father or the mother bring him forward? Under 12, but from anything from 7. Right ear, not hearing. If that child is here, and in case it's both ears, you can also let us know. Father, we give you the praise. Oh, no. Yes, what happened here?
So I have a lot of them here. Umbilical hernia for 2 years. Blasted out.
She just got healed of umbilical hernia. Yes, it's a mountain that left. Yes.
Fibroid for 2 years. Gone.
Gone.
Her own. On her navel too.
Fibroid.
Used to blush. Used to come out there. 12 years.
And it's gone. 12 years.
12 years. 3 years. But they're amazing. She
saw me pulling her out of the grave in this service.
And the fibroid has gone. She can't feel it anymore.
Wow, what are you?
On her private part, growth for 5 years.
For 5 years, the growth has just disappeared.
And she can't find it.
Umbilical hernia for how long?
Six years,
gone.
Growth on the breast for over 3 years, dissolved.
3 years of lump in the breast.
Hernia for 2 years, dissolved.
Hernia where? Hernia, 2 years gone.
Dissolved. Growth on the breast. Dissolved.
Breast lump dissolved. Where?
Where?
On the chest dissolved. What of you?
Fibroid
melting.
Umbilical hernia
disappeared.
Growth in my stomach for 5 years.
Abdominal growth gone. Fibroid melted.
Growth for 10 years.
Fibroid of 10 years melted.
Growth on my ear.
Growth on the neck disappeared.
Fibroid of 3 years gone. Fibroid and breast clot when she came this morning.
Listen, the tummy filled this clot when she came. Like a pregnant woman.
Like a pregnant
for how many years?
For 2 years.
For 2 years and it's gone back. Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Breast lump and fibroid.
Breast lump and fibroid, two of them melted.
Fibroid melts.
Fibroid is melting. You knew something was in the lower abdomen. See where she's touching. It's melting. Breast lump for how long?
3 years.
For 3 years, gone.
Fibroid.
Fibroid. Gone.
Growth getting to 2 years now. I can't find it.
You can't find it anymore.
Fibroid gone.
Umbilical hernia for 4 years.
Umbilical hernia. How many years?
She's praying for me. She's praying for me and blessing me. And want me to pray on the oil.
Umbilical hernia, 2 years gone.
The growth there is gone. For how long?
Over six months,
growth in the breast that went into the axilla, gone.
Ovarian cyst
gone.
Fibroid just left just now.
Fibroid.
Man with fibroid.
Wait. Let him explain himself.
Up one side and the
which
two just
place?
Left. One of my left side. This one of my blockers.
No, not with fibroid. The hydrocele. Scrotal hernia or hydrocele.
Did you hear what he said? May you not hear it. It is the pigeon version of testicle that he mentioned. Do you know the pigeon version of it? It is over. And for how many years?
Almost 1 year. Sir.
And now it is dissolved. What of you?
Fibroid. Gone.
Fibroid is gone.
Fibroid
gone.
Fibroid and the ear problem.
And ear problem, what of you?
An allergy.
Allergy for 9 years. Healed.
Hernia for 3 years.
Hernia and it's gone.
I have done one before. The second one came out.
He did one and the second came out, but now you can't find it. Are you? Somebody stand up on your feet. Creator of the universe.
Creator of
of the Lord.
Yes, tell me.
Sir, this is the confirmation of God's word in the mouth of his servant. You mentioned knee arthritis specifically being healed. This is 20 years knee arthritis healed. 1 year knee arthritis healed.
Seven years.
Couldn't sleep without this drug. 1 year knee arthritis healed.
1 year knee condition healed with the other conditions that you mentioned. His name is Dominic with the testicle problem.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
wow.
He is healed of all of them. Over several years, she couldn't remember of knee condition healed. 1 year knee condition healed. Knee condition healed. 10 years knee condition healed. 31 years knee condition healed.
Fire!
Yes, go ahead.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Miracle is established and permanent.
Sir, fire. You call David. D. Airways blocked for 3 years now. Has not been able to sleep well in the night. And they said they would do surgery on him.
It's healed.
Doctor told him he has urinary infection for 2 years. Has been treated.
And it's healed.
Urinary infection. His name is D.
She's standing on the behalf of her brother, who is Donatus, with a urinary tract.
Oh, the Donatus mentioned.
Yes, sir.
He's healed in the name of Jesus.
Arthritis for 5 years. Arthritis for 3 years.
Mama, lift your right hand. Jesus, lift it up.
Lift it up.
Fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name.
3 years arthritis.
You're healed.
And 2 months.
Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Sharply, what's happening here? There's so much.
Sir, this is arthritis. Arthritis 3 months. Arthritis 3 years. Arthritis 6 years. Arthritis 4 months. Arthritis 30 years.
Wow.
All right knees. Yes, she saw you removing something from her head.
What
okay,
was it?
No, me. In the dream.
Scorpion,
yes.
Wow.
A neck arthritis and then a demonic veil on her face that makes her suitors go away.
Somebody place your hand up on yourself and say, every stranger in my life, you are living now. Oh, you stranger, go in the name of Jesus. Return back to hell.
Yes.
Sir Terry here had had a deafening condition from birth. The ear blocked and sometimes brings out blood.
How old is
she? He's 7 years.
Seven.
And this is the mother here. While the ministration was on, and you mentioned actually that a young boy that is having a deafening condition on the 2 ears, he told the mother that, mommy, I can hear now.
How many of you heard when I said that it's a young boy under the age of 12 from 7 and that he has an ear affliction that is deaf and is now hearing? And this boy is 7 years old. On the dot of 7, and he told the mother,
he said, I can hear now.
Hey.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Everything turning around. I can see everything turning around. I can see everything turning around. I can see everything turning around.
God who can open the ear that is deaf, can open a door that is closed. He can open a womb that is closed. He can open a destiny that is closed. So lift your hands now and your voice and say after me. Now, you know what we're going to do? The time will come where we'll have two sets of microphones here. So that when it is time for you to pray, those who need to stand here will still remain standing for the sake of the song backup. Or we'll divide it into two. Do you understand? So that there's no... All right. Lift your hands now. Say in the name of Jesus. Every door closed against my
close
life.
Against my life.
The door of my destiny.
The door of my destiny.
Every door.
Every door.
Closed against our
close
nation.
Against our nation.
Every satanic
every
door.
Satanic door.
Standing in my way.
Standing in my way.
Today.
Today.
All you door.
All you door.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open.
Open.
Take your seat. Very soon, we'll take the communion and go. We have too many testimonies here, but let's take one or two that's going up.
Sir.
Which overflow is this?
Sir, that is overflow at the goodness gate here, the medical stand area, filled like this.
Incredible.
Yes, sir.
Maybe goodness. All of you, the overflow, shout the loudest, amen.
Hallelujah. Sir, baby goodness had an auto crash last year. She lost her elder brother in the accident.
This baby?
Yes.
Had a car accident last year?
And lost her elder brother.
There were four accidents at the same time.
Yes.
The elder brother was lost in the accident.
Yes, sir. Sir, she had terrible injury on the leg. And
this baby?
A year ago. She has undergoing treatment, and the doctor said this leg might be amputated. Now, she said she had a dream that you came and told her to come. So she told the father she wants to come to service today. Before now, the father said he carries her everywhere they want to go to. She can't step that leg on the ground. Immediately, they came in today.
Hola, hola.
Sir,
show us. Viewer's discretion is needed for this kind of clip that you're about to see of how the leg
was.
And she saw a vision, a dream, where I asked her to come to church today.
Today.
And the doctor said they were going to amputate the leg. And she can't even match it on the ground. They have to carry her.
Yes, sir.
And tell me what happened.
Sir, as they came in, immediately they came into the church, asked the father, we are in church now, drop me.
We are in church now, drop me.
Then she matched the leg. She started leaping with the leg. She came into church. As she finished praying, he told the father, said, they are praying for me. Allow me to walk. She stood up, she started dancing, she started walking, and she walked from their seat right to this place and she has been standing. She saw me in the dream. Said, let them bring you. Let me pray for you. And he told the father, take me there. And here she is. When she arrived there, she said, drop me, I'm in church. I started limping. And then, now after the prayer, I said, let me walk. It is me they have just prayed for. Oh my God.
But the heel is gone. No, there's
no if, you said?
There's no heel. Heel, this part, the heel. This part is gone.
The heel was completely gone.
Yes,
no, oh yeah, you can see that. A creative miracle will
yes,
produce
sir.
The heel.
Yes,
the God who healed that now will fill up the leg back.
Amen.
If this girl and that boy that was deaf, if they were the only reason we came to church this morning, then it was more than enough. Are you here today? Nambu, Kobidoro, Nambu, Nambu. This is why the healing ministry, the deliverance ministry, is necessary. It's not for show. It's not to prove anything. Nobody is trying to prove anything. It's an administration of the mercy of God to the challenges of man. How old is the girl? Little girl with the threat of amputation of leg. From this age till when? That devil is a bastard. In your life, not just the loss of life, you will lose your leg. You will lose your hand. You will lose your eyes.
Amen.
You will lose your body part. In your life, there shall be no loss.
Amen.
In the first service, we saw the woman who delivered in Ubokolo, in Benue State, and became paralyzed on the spot.
Yes.
She had
pampas,
urinating with it, control, defecating with it without control. He said, take me to the glory dome. Send for me. And they brought her right here. For the first time since she delivered her child, she was carrying that child in her hand today. For the first time. That is what the power of God is about. Let everyone you know that God is here. And God is at work here. Let this place be jammed to capacity many times next Sunday. Many, many, many times. I see a move of God in your life, in your family, in our nation that no devil can stop. And I believe that this anointing is entering the nation's capital, and dismantling every agenda of hell that God has not planted. Congratulations, baby. So how has it been with her schooling? Since then, no school. No school. Long ago, that old account was settled. Long ago, and the record is clear today. God, he washed my sins away. The old account was settled long ago. At that cross, when I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart, he rolled away. It was there. And now,
healthy man,
I am happy all the way. And like that woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. But now, I see my Savior speaking, draw from my well. That never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Hey! Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Hey! Bread of heaven. Hear me, dear. Yes, I can. I want. I'm seeking. I refuge for my soul. I'm needing a friend to help me in this life. Where could I go but to the Lord? And I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of the thousand trees, my soul. Take these testimonies within your
hands. Those that are remaining are about 400 plus.
Over 400
that
plus.
That were counted physically.
Wow.
Over. Minus those that had testified since and gone back. All manner powerful testimonies. Are like this man, all of them, sir.
Wow. Wow. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your home is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can save. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. What? Sir, he said they brought him, he's telling me they brought him in the wheelchair.
Yes. He was assisted in with a wheelchair.
He was brought in with a wheelchair. Not
yes, yes, yes. So he was diagnosed of heart since last year. He has been taken everywhere. The leg swollen, he couldn't hold himself. The brother told me that they had to assist him to walk him into the vehicle this morning before they came here. And he said in the course of the ministration, in the course of the service, he stood up by himself and then he walked in for over 40 minutes. Now he's been standing.
He's been standing by himself for over 40 minutes.
Yes.
But he's a
level of Calvary. The level of the edema.
Calvary. Two hands, everybody, be upstanding. Those of you in the front here, you know what? Your testimonies are permanent. And what God has done for you is permanent. Please, can you return back to your seat and lift up your hands, everyone? We have a lineup of testifiers here, which we might not be able to take. They are permanent. They are all permanent in Jesus. Cover the face of this one, and you just got here. I know there are several people here today who came in here crippled or paralyzed. If you came like that, you can lift up your crutch or your stick. This second one ran out here and he said he's kleptomaniac. He takes things that are not his own and he wants to be free. He came because he's convinced he needs to be free.
And there are many testimonies from the...
This baby, we just heard that. This, tell me.
Her nostril is closed.
Nostril is blocked for how many years?
7 years. She normally breathes through mouth.
She opens through the mouth to breathe.
But as you declared now, she now turned to her mother. I can breathe through my nose. See, her mouth is closed and she's breathing through her nose now.
Baby, how were you breathing before with your mouth? See how she's showing us short. For 7 years. Now close your mouth and breathe no manner. Are you just involving children. But children are helpless. They don't. 7 years of.
They said they'd have to do surgery on her.
Oh, yes.
But she said she wants to come and see.
I was going to mention nasal polyps.
Nasal polyps.
Blocked nostrils by growth, balloon like growth in the nose. Incredible. Father, what a faithful God you are. Lift up your hands everywhere you are, people. And say after me now. You came with a crutch or a stick, lift it up. And wherever you are, just walk. Just walk around where you are with a crutch or a stick lifted. And Father, I break this kleptomaniac devil on this child. Go! In the name of Jesus, the yoke is broken. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands now, people, and say after me. Say, Father, today is my day for a miracle. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Today,
I receive
my miracle.
I receive
from your hands my testimony. I receive. Now. Open your mouth and pray.
And
Blessed be your name. I just sense in my spirit, when the youth church sang the burning and shining light, I believe that both your life and your family is stepping into a new season of light. Can you turn on your light, your full light, and just lift it up?
Online testimonies from online.
Yes, we can get it. Just wave it. Haske yazo. Do ya ya ye. Haske, haske, haske. Haske yazo. Haske yazo. Do ya ya ye. Haske, haske. Oh, haske yazo.
Wave it everywhere you are. On all the galleries. In all the, in the overflow. In the overflow. In all the locations. Family, light has come in your destiny, and light has come in our nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for the establishment of this light to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Go ahead, scream the highest you can. Somebody give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the honor. Can we hear the testimonies from the online? Maybe one or two. Good morning, site is working. We have a donator from DIGC Akpajo, who just got healed of urinary tract, TRACT, affliction. Exactly the time the senior pastor made the decree, two persons healed of joint pains, fibroid, blasted to hell from one of our sisters, an ear that was affected due to accident, just got healed now, and several other testimonies. Give the Lord the praise. It is done. I read one more, we are true. As the senior pastor released the word, anyone with the name that starts with a D letter, our brother Don Gray, who came into the service, urinary tract infection that lasted for 18 years, got healed. This is DIGC Fege all the way in Onitsha. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. We have more? Let's take two more. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Before I ask for the communion stewards to come and serve the communion, you are here this morning and you are saying to me, Pastor, I have heard the preaching and I've seen the miracles, the signs and the wonders, and I need to surrender my life to Jesus. You are also in one of our locations around the world. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly run to the frontier. Be the first to come. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus as Lord of your life. Don't let the distance stop you. And I want you to be the first person to come. If you're on the gallery, first or second, or even in the overflow, rush to the frontier. And I'll give the count of 20 to give us time to come. One, as you come, come with your Bibles. Now, as they come, communion stewards can take their position and spread the communion. Let's go. Two. She's walking out with a stick lifted. Lift it up. I've got my mind.
My mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up.
Keep coming. Three.
Turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. Stay.
my mind to live God's way for the rest of my life.
Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And let the communion spread faster all the way to the galleries, ensuring the overflow that everybody has the communion. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, and 13, and 14, and 15, and 16, and 17, 18, 19, 20. Keep running forward. I'll give a second call. If you are bound with an addiction like that young man who came out because he's stealing things and picking things, maybe yours is smoking, drunkenness, alcoholism, marijuana, cocaine, crack, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, one lifestyle or the other you are not happy with, and you want God to set you free from such a lifestyle, quickly run to the frontier. I am tired of lying, cheating, unforgiveness, bitterness. I'll give you another count of 15. 1.
Give him your life.
Quickly come. 2.
Give him your life.
3.
Your life. He's waiting for you.
4. Congratulations to you all. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.